Hey y'all, it's the one and only Bossy B saying thank you for tuning in to Bossy B TV. Now, before we dive into today's product tea, make sure you subscribe to the channel. If you haven't already, buzz that bell. On this week's Tea with B, let's give a big birthday shout out to hip-hop rapper Gunna, who Young Thug just bought a brand new Rolls Royce truck, which I think was pretty dope of him. Shout out to Young Thug for that one. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Also, Miss Nicki Minaj trying to explain why she's been working with Tekashi 6ix9ine again. It's all about the money. She claims if you think anything different, you're a hater. Okay. I think there's a little underlying story over there, but moving on to a more serious note, the LGBT community has made some headway and a big step in 2020. They have now passed a bill and a law to where they cannot be discriminated against, which we know about that a little all too well recently in recent times. Taking a step back, it's sad to report on my first show, but the disgust and injustice our world is currently experiencing, it's just mind-boggling. On June 10th, Robert Fuller's 24-year-old body was found hanging from a tree in Palmdale, California. Just 10 days later and 50 miles away, another man, 38-year-old Malcolm Harsh, was found hanging as well. To me, it's no coincidence. The protests are still going on and injustice is still happening everywhere. Daily, Black men are dying. Black women are going through just unbelievable situations with the police, even protesting. I feel strongly about it, but I want to know how you feel. Feel free to discuss your feelings down below. I will be commenting back. Coming on to today's screen check, we have some suggestions from our subscribers for some Netflix originals and some TV shows for you guys to check out. Tiptoeing Without Spilling This Cup, Prodigal Son was a complete plot twist with little sis having her daddy's serial killer genes. It really threw me for a loop. I watched the show faithfully and I really wasn't expecting it to be the little sister. At the end of the day, with all his visions and things, I really thought it was gonna be Malcolm. It threw me like completely to the left when she just bugged out and killed the guy. I thought that was like, not amazing, but a little epic for the show. It was like a real harsh turn. I can't wait to see what happens next. You can catch that at 9 p.m. on Fox. And let me know what you think about it down below. We also have Mixing a Little Bit of Blood and Water. It seems to be a nice serving of ginger tea, if you ask me. It's got a little spice to it. I think it was pretty awesome that she did find her sister, and it would be cool that if it turns out that it really is her sister, we can find that out together as we watch on in the series. You can find that on Netflix at any time you like. Now, anytime you can binge watch Blood and Water from a Netflix original, it was a pretty good show. The girl's looking out for her sister. She believes that she found her. She was kidnapped as a baby. I'm hoping that that's the case and the girl turns out to really be her sister, because they get along really good, and it was actually a pretty good setting. It's in Africa. You can check that out and we can watch that together. So that's it now for my screen check. Let me know how you feel about everything in the comments below. Who's Next to Buzz? Our first artist up for music review is at Trouble the One. His song is Knuckles. Let me start by saying it was a long intro. I kind of was interested into where the gunshots were leading, but it was kind of drawn out. The mix seems pretty good. You have your own style. I did definitely hear that. I do feel as though that you could have rolled the beat a little bit better. You could have used a little more metaphors. You did have a lot of bars, but you could have used a little more specific metaphors. I feel as though the quality of the song is about an 8. The performance was about a 7.5. And the overall, I give you about a 6.5 as my rating. We have Instagram name, at King New. His song is No Love. The bars are good. Honestly, you could have put as much feeling into the verses as you did into the hook. That was very relevant. That reached out to me a lot. I felt a lot from your hook. I didn't feel as much from the verses. The mix could use a little bit of work. Your voice was slightly muffled, so I would say that the quality was slightly low. But that's just my honest opinion on what I heard. It was overall a pretty good song. The quality, I would give you a 7. Performance was an 8.5. Hook was really good. It had me bottom of my head to it. And the overall, I give you a score as an 8. The third artist I like to highlight is Atlanta's very own Titty City. She's a force to reckon with. A self-made brand and personality, she has gone viral using pure confidence in herself and body. Big bars and big titties, that's her motto. Her music is raw and uncut. You can actually feel the emotion in it. If you'd like to check her out, her name is Titty City across all social media. Thank you for sipping Bossy Beat on Bossy Beat TV. Tune in next week on Tuesday at 2 p.m.